Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we wanna be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We wanna send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.
I think.
Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
This is Karen Kilgariff.
We are, I'm just making sure I'm on the ones and twos, adjusting the levels. We're back. This is Do You Need a Ride? I already said that.
We're back after a, what, 3 month hiatus?
Yeah, we've been busy.
We've been doing lots of things.
So get off our backs.
I mean,
First of all,
we love that you're on our backs.
Oh, yeah,
Secondly, get the fuck off.
Get off it.
Seriously.
I'm glad you're here. Now hop off.
No. You know what I was yelling to myself the other day in the kitchen? Keep it loose. I don't remember where we were, but you started yelling, keep it loose. I don't know if it was before, if it was like a comedy festival. It may have been a kind of a Bridgetown thing, but... We just started yelling keep it loose at each other.
Was this maybe... Oh, okay. Now it is. Yeah, I remember the keep it loose back and forth.
I just like it as a concept. It's keep it loose. It's really good advice.
Like loosey-goosey.
Yeah, just like don't tighten up. Don't fucking stress out. Just keep it loose.
Right.
I think we were talking about for our sets, but then it really applies.
It really is. When I'm admiring anyone doing their art... it's because they don't seem to care about it while they're doing it.
That's right.
So you got to keep it loose.
You got to keep it loose. And even if everyone actually does care about it and is pretending they don't, but the whole idea is to do it as if you don't.
I feel like I was raised, and my mom was always like very tense, you know, and was not loosey-goosey.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think comedy is good for me because it makes me be that way.
Yes.
I wonder if I didn't do it, I'd probably be in a bank with my jiggling my leg and being nervous.
What if you were...
You know, I'd work in a bank for sure. That's the only other option.
I like to see you on the stock market ringing that bell at 9 a.m. or whenever they ring that bell.
Once you ring it, though, you know you got to wave a napkin and scream.
That's your alternate life. This is your sliding doors, Chris Fairbanks. The only other place you could have gone is finance.
I guess on the corner there, there was a Chase Bank. It's really the only reason I said bank. Although I am interested in money.
Are you?
I have an interest in it. Usually once a month. I get very interested in it around the first.
Yes. And how much there is or is not.
Yes. Yes.
Hell yeah.
That's about as deep as I get into the finance game.
I feel like...
Do I have any?
Do you have any? Can you double it or quadruple it? You're always asking that question.
I'd love to quadruple. You know what? I'm sorry. I mess up words all the time and you don't jump on my back and then jump right off. There's a perfect example. I would like to start to say something when I live with Tig, and then she'd just go, oh, did you start to say something? And I'm like, God damn it, I'm just talking. But now I remember it fondly.
Now you could sue her. How? That was so loud.
There's so many reasons. What you just heard was porcelain onto my ivories. I just may have chipped my tooth with a mug.
But it really did make a gling sound that I appreciate. You took the hit. You're making the sacrifice. I got to enjoy gling off your tooth.
really hurt.
It was very Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, God.
You know, that's how I chip both my front teeth. My front teeth stick out and kind of go upward in a way that doesn't make sense.
I've never noticed that.
It's the shame of my existence, but...
Well, I've never had you in the chair. This, you just didn't know I've been a dentist.
This
and
whole time.
A banker, yeah.
The banking dentist. So many yellow suspenders. But the way I did it was both times in the same way you just glinged your teeth with a coffee cup. I broke out my two front teeth with beer bottles at two different parties.
Wow.
Yeah.
How aggressive? What were you doing when you, it's just bringing it up to your face while laughing or something?
The first time it was my friend Patty Leone and I were fighting over who could sing into the microphone, which was a beer bottle during, I think it was a Scorpion song. At our Tahoe trip, our senior trip in Tahoe.
Okay.
And we were very drunk, and we were fighting. We were both pulling this beer bottle as hard as we could, and then she just let go.
Oh, fuck.
And fucking, I just broke my tooth in the drunkest drunk girl way possible.
Oh, the drunkest drunk boy way. Not that, I mean, anyone could have done this, no matter your genitals. my friend Casey Marks... We were in the desert. I can't remember why and why there was a gun. I've never even held a gun. I've held one.
Yes. And you've held them to decide you don't like them.
Just to go and to get to sleep. And I just, but he tried to shoot a shotgun with one hand, like it was a pistol. And I was like, oh, that's not going to. And it came up and hit. It dumb and dumbered his front teeth to where they were... It chipped the middle in between both the front, but it was a perfect round, the shape of a barrel.
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean? The roundness.
That makes me love him.
And he kept it that way for a while. Yeah, now he's a school teacher. he teaches, like, kids, and none of them know he did that or that he was a pro snowboarder. He was, like, a big-time pro snowboarder. And I would think that would be the first thing you'd do if you were a teacher with a bunch of scary kids judging you is hang up a poster of you jumping off a cliff on your snowboard, because they'd all be like, oh, you're cool.
Yeah, but he knows that kids, they simply won't be simply because you want them to do that. So they won't.
I think he said something like that. He's like, they would smell the desperation of me hanging up that poster, and it would have made things harder for me. So instead, I just act like a guy that could get mad at any moment.
Yes. Ooh, that's good. He's short fuse teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
That's smart.
Sure. Oh, I've seen him take punches and give them.
Not to children.
No. But when we were children, that was children that he was punching. Everyone punched children when I was a kid because they were children.
Sure, who cares? They can't do anything. They don't have legal representation.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's the first thing I ask when I put up my dukes. Do you have a lawyer? No?
Answer me.
Here's the two questions. Question one, and two. I'm holding up my fist. You can't see that. How are you? How was Australia?
How are you? I'm good. It was, we had the best time. It was a whirlwind 10-day trip. We did live shows. They were great. The people were very nice. It's a cool city that doesn't make food with preservatives. I mean, it's a cool country, not city.
Sure, and continent. Did they really have, like, organic food all the time?
It's all organic. Like, the food is a bit, it's delicious, but in general, for an American palate, it's a bit bland because they don't have everything jammed with salt and preservatives and sugar. So, like, we would laugh about, I love ordering room service breakfast. I know we've talked about me in hotel rooms a million times, but...
Sure.
I love a room service breakfast. I love to order like three pots of coffee and some fucking toast. Are you listening to this?
I am. And some fucking toast.
It's good shit.
Yeah.
But their butter, you would open the package of butter and it was like dark yellow to orange because it's dairy fresh butter.
Oh, wow.
And everything's like that. And it's just good for you. My skin cleared up. Great things were happening to me.
Oh, that's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen this What the Health movie that I've been avoiding watching, but I want to see to try and make some changes?
I've heard about it, but I've also heard already counter arguments about it.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what to think, and therefore I'm just going to keep eating Baja Fresh.
I think we all know, though, that we should just be eating things where you know where it comes from. It's expensive yes. and difficult, and then it's like, well, every meal is going to be a chore and a mission every day.
Yes.
But it's easy to do it if you're a lonely one person. Lonely? I don't know why I just threw that in there. It's easy to do if you're on the verge of... I mean...
Everything's easier when you're lonely. When you don't... Because you have this burning desire to be around anyone.
I'm just saying, if you had, like, three kids that you had to feed, it's like, well, we don't have time for all of you. That's being organic 12 times in a day.
But here's the thing. You can also be lonely with children. That's the saddest kind of aloneness, is when you're surrounded by friends and family and people who love you, and you're just totally isolated.
That kind of cheers me up, because I've been thinking that I'm sad. I've been just... coming up to children, and I'm like, I should have one of you. That's not really the conversation we have, but I really, like, I went to a boxing party last night, and there's this sweet little girl, and she was just walking around giving everyone chips and, like, serving people.
She was 29.
She was just a cute, she was 3, I think.
Whose boxing party?
Oh, it was my roommate's hair cutter.
Oh, okay.
but it was a bunch of young adults with kids. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, shit. Am I supposed to have one of these? But I just realized I could be unhappy and then have a kid. Oh, no. Yes. Then I'm really in trouble.
Yes. And then you feel... Then you're unhappy and you feel guilty because you're making other people unhappy.
Yeah. And I don't know why that kid was serving everyone. Maybe either she's playing a game in her head called restaurant, or... She's like, oh, I have to, everyone is drunk and they're watching boxing. I have to just occupy my brain because this is too much and I have to give chips away.
She wants everyone to sober up, like, right. It's what you give, in the 40s they would give drunks cups of coffee.
And that's, no, a 3-year-old little girl shouldn't have to deal with a room full of Andy caps.
That's such an emotional burden for her as a child.
That's too much. I gotta sober these people up or we're all gonna crash and die. I'm 3.
They're going to kill me. I've just been here for 3 years on the planet.
That guy couldn't be more Canadian. First of all, he has a shirt that says Canada. And then he just seems very athletic, and he has a fanny pack. And
he was like Geddy Lee's hot older brother.
Oh, and now he's just launched into a sprint.
Wow.
Ah,
he's
an
urban marathoner.
He probably doesn't like that he's breathing in this freeway dust, but he's still going to get his... cardio.
I feel bad for a Canadian jogging in Los Angeles.
Me too.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Those poor people coming here to this goddamn dust bowl garbage can.
Only to be deported the minute they get a job. My point is that guy needed a job.
I mean, it's Emmys. Speaking of that, it's Emmys Sunday.
Speaking of job, today is the Emmys?
Today's the Emmys.
Oh, I thought it happened days ago. I'm thinking of Fashion Week. Oh, it's hard to confuse all these reasons I have these tuxedos.
It is hard to confuse them.
Are you going to the Emmys?
Fuck no.
You don't care about that shit.
Listen,
You'd like to go, wouldn't you?
Oh, God. More than anything.
I want to go.
I'm really I'm really deep and not about this earthly plane. But I also... I feel the need to pre-qualify what I'm about to say. Because I just think award shows are so fucking lame. And I know that's very 90s Kurt Cobain of me, and cop to it. But I just, when people get excited about being nominated or winning Emmys, I lose all respect for them entirely. And I never want to talk to them again. That's how I honestly feel.
One of my favorite Twitter people is Pat Sajak. I don't know why he's funny, but he is. And he said, I hope there's some awards given out tonight in between all the political speeches. Or he worded it better. I don't know. It's just an old kind of conservative game show fart. And he's got jokes. He's got, you know what? Pat Sajak's funny, Karen.
Look, that's fine if you
and
think so.
And so's Tom Arnold.
You can say these
Tom
things.
Tom Arnold.
That doesn't mean they're so.
I really think you should pay attention to Pat Sajak.
He's a crazy Republican.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like a fighty Republican.
Okay. I haven't seen any of that, but I did get a hint of it. But there will be a bunch of people that don't, that are trying hard not to be self-congratulatory, and so I think that they will be. Tonight, the speeches accepting awards will be about hurricanes and racism.
I think so?
Like. Even if the show wasn't. Yeah, I think everyone's like, oh, I want to do like that guy from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And get some stuff off my chest. Or well, Jim Carrey did it the other day at Fashion Week. He's like, this is stupid. We're nothing. We're all floating. And
oh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I do. I did want to like it, but for some reason, sometimes he annoys me. But yeah. I've liked his recent paintings.
I like the message of, like, we are nothing.
Me too.
It's fun.
Me too.
It's a good thing to hear. But also, I think these days, things are so... Our president is a fucking lunatic
right.
criminal. Like, people have to be saying things because... I mean, I hear what you're saying. It can
yes.
be irritating, but I do like it. It makes me go, yeah, when people acknowledge how bad it has gotten and, you know, the idea that we live in a world where Nazis feel comfortable to exist is
right.
just bullshit.
And for a while, I was like, I don't even want to talk about Donald Trump. I don't want to say his name. It's too bad because it's happening. We all have to be talking about
yeah.
it all the time. Even if we're all sick of it, it should be talked about. So, good. I hope...
Good.
Fuck you, Pat Sajak.
That's where I worked when I worked on Baskets. It's over now, but I
wow.
love that building so much.
Oh, yeah. It is interesting. It's all Frank Lloyd Wrighty.
You know what it is? That's brutalist architecture. Ask me anything. I don't know anything about it.
Have you seen that building, and I don't know where it is, where it actually looks like a picnic basket?
Where is it?
I wish that's where you wrote baskets.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it's in... I don't know where it is. If someone knows, let me know. Direct message me. Where's the basket building? It looks like... Oh, I hate it when you see cars that got run into
on
the
yeah.
side of the road.
Stressful.
Ooh, that tow truck's taking care of it. The sights and sounds of the streets of L.A. Or just the sounds. The sounds about the sights.
The sounds of crunching cars. Ooh, that's a nice Lexus.
Yeah, well, I kind of like yours more.
Do you like this one better?
Yeah.
Thank you. I always...
And that's how I know what you were fishing for. So.
Yeah, you had best serve it up then, if I'm fishing.
Well, it's just kind of a big... there should be soccer balls in the back window. Ooh, I didn't see the side of it. It is nicer. Well, that didn't probably make you feel better.
Ooh.
There is... I've been looking at cars lately, and I want to get... My Honda's paid off, you know.
Is it really?
Yeah, that frees up some... Might as well replace it with a new payment.
I mean, you can handle it.
Yeah.
And then some.
Well, not really. I got to pay for this hip of mine. That's kind of like buying a car.
That fucking thing. Yeah, it is like you have a new car, but
yeah.
inside.
Yeah, and it, I paid for my car right around the time I got this thing installed, so.
You know, you were saying earlier that suddenly you're into dogs now?
I am, and yeah, it's the same as the kids thing. When I see a kid, I'm like, hey, buddy. And when I see a dog, I'm like, hey, buddy. I treat them the same.
Do you think that, I think, oh, Corkies. I think...
It's a sign.
I want to go to Corky's more in my life. That's just something I'm going to do in 2017. I have time. But I was going to say, do you think that those things coincided with you getting your hip replaced? And I just
Very
love
much.
The idea that you are not in constant pain anymore.
Yes.
It's so much better.
I was grumpy often, and I knew that's why, but I got tired of bringing it up all the time, like this whole...
Well, it's just it's a such a bad quality of life.
Yeah, it's like having a little Donald Trump in your body. It's like, I'm not going to mention this, but yeah, I'm not. But I feel happier, and then also just having your leg torn off and put back on. And I mean, people go through much worse things, of course, but it does make you think about mortality and everything.
Yeah.
You know? And then you're
it
like,
also
oh.
makes me think about people who get their leg torn off without medical supervision.
Right, right.
That happens.
I mean, it would have been terrible if my leg was in the position it was without eight men in there that knew what they were doing, you know, wearing goggles and blood
yeah.
all over them. I watched, no. I told you I watched the video.
Yes.
And
you're
then,
such a mistake.
But I don't know now.
Really?
It made me scared, but... You know, you should be scared. And then later on, afterwards, the payoff, the knowing what I'd gone through and knowing how scary it was and knowing that it's important for me to do this rehab. And so If I hadn't watched that video, maybe I wouldn't go to these emasculating bar method classes trying to, you know, oh, that guy fell on a bike.
Oh.
He's fine. Oh, the coffee. Ow. He's
that
smiling.
Sucks.
Sorry.
That's so embarrassing.
I know. I want to say, hey, are you okay? But
no.
That's not what you want to hear.
No. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, he's
That's
just...
my great fear, falling down in God. Public. And he's holding his knee.
Yeah, he hurt himself. Darn it. God.
You don't see that often.
Why not?
That was a full front flip on a bike.
That made me sad. It's,
But he's okay.
But I still just want to cry.
Oh, wait, tell me again about the man you met at the party.
last night I went to see the boxing match at a pay-per-view house, or a house that had pay-per-viewed it, paid to view it, and this guy, I just started petting this dog. I'm like, I like old dogs. I think I want to get old dogs that are just have like 2 years left and adopt only those dogs because I like how they are. And then he's like, yeah, they just make me sad. He's like, and then he just said, I've been crying all the time. I just cry during a car commercial if the right song is on. And I'm like, me too. If you've been crying lately, I've never met this guy. And he was like he looked like he goes to the gym a lot and he had a lot of gel in his hair. And we just talked about how he'd been crying.
God.
And I'm like, man, it's hard for men to make friends with other men, but I feel like I should have asked for his phone number because we hit it off right away, immediately saying we like crying. I think he was really drunk, though, at the time.
Yeah, but still, that level of honesty, come on.
I mean, and I've said that before, there are there are times where you're just watching a Toyota commercial and they pick the right melodic jingle and then they show a father and son or something, and then I think about, and then there, I'm not thinking about cars though, so I don't know if it's actually a good way to advertise. But
I think it is because it's getting it plucks your heartstrings,
yeah.
And so then it's not about cars, it's about like life. It's
right.
Like a life decision. That's what they're trying to do.
Right.
Make it be like, what's your lifestyle?
Yeah, I think that is it. It never makes me, though, remember what kind of car it was a commercial for. That's all.
Oh, true.
It's just like, oh, that commercial with the one that made me cry.
For a little while, it was Subaru. Subaru had those, like, date commercials where it'd be, like, people that were kind of hanging out, and then something would magic would happen, and they'd be in a Subaru. And that actually made me, it gave me, like, a teenage longing feeling.
Oh, right.
You know, those ones where you're like, well, I want to be in a Subaru with some fucking somebody.
Yeah, I agree. There are certain cars that I think about and that do that. Old Subarus, old Jeep Wagoneers.
Mm-hmm. I love a Jeep Wagoneer.
Yeah, longing for some family and plaid couch I never had. And then also Suburbans. I think about my friends whose parents had Suburbans.
Yeah.
When I see a Suburban, it's like, oh, man. I wish I still was just sleeping over at people's houses. You know?
Absolutely.
It's like, why? There's never, you know. Sleepovers are so complicated nowadays.
They really are.
Yeah.
There's so much fighting.
Yeah, and fucking, you gotta fuck all the time.
You can't just sleep anymore.
Man, I just sleep over at your house with you getting the wrong idea.
Stop being such a slut, man or woman.
Yes. We both decided we cry. Now let me sleep over.
I want to meet that guy. I love the idea of a person standing. Like, to me, that's such a good independent film. It's like two dudes standing at a party that one looks like a skateboarder and one looks like he works in the financial department somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
With gel in his hair.
Yeah,
and they start talking.
And he goes to the gym a lot.
About crying.
Right away, the first thing.
I would have grabbed his face.
I guess under the right circumstances, I could have grabbed his face.
I would have said, be mine forever.
Well, we both want different things out of life, I think.
Okay, I'm sure you saw in the news, but before I left for Australia, this fucking part of the valley was on fire.
Right.
Did you see any of it?
I was distracted by the fact that I was in Montana and the entire state was on fire, but not in a way that threatened you know, there was pictures. I saw a picture of people golfing, and in the background, it was horribly on fire to where they had to be sweating it.
Yeah. No, no, because that, I think that was... So it was these mountains over here. So I came home from work one night because I work in the valley that way. And I drove, and it was all blocked by houses and stuff. I drove to CVS, and when I walked out of CVS for the first time, it was unblocked view. And it looked like hell had grown up behind the Carl's Jr. It was like the weirdest thing I'd ever seen.
Right. Really dramatic, because you can see the flame. In Montana, the entire state was on fire, but it, you know, there's not a lot of, you know, it's the fourth largest state. There's only less than 1 million people there. So it's in the mountains and it's in the forest. It still sucks, but it's part of the process. This here was caused by a kid with fireworks, right?
Is that true?
I think so.
Oh, he's going to get in trouble.
Or I'm confusing it with the Montana one. But, you know, fireworks are bad. They're fun, but, you know, you'll lose an eye or a finger, and you'll kill your state.
So. If you're going to do fireworks, do them in the creek. That's what we used to do. Take them down to the creek.
Do them in the creek. You got to do them in the creek.
That's right.
Got to do them in the creek.
Here we go.
Do them in the creek.
Right now.
In the creek.
That's every 4th of
right
July.
Right now, 4th of July. Do them in the creek. On
today.
The 4th. No, the 4th. We're getting the song wrong.
We would take big boxes of fireworks down into the creek, and it would be our family in the hospitals, and usually like one or two other neighborhood families. You could fucking light an M80 down there. Nothing would happen.
Isn't it crazy? They go off.
They go off, but like nothing catches on fire.
Why, Karen, why do they stay lit? How and why?
Firecrackers in general?
What? When you light a wick on a tiny explosive, why can you submerge it in water and it still goes off?
Does it?
Yes.
Oh, well, I guess it's the way the wick is made.
I guess they are so combustible that it goes beyond the extinguishable properties of water. I just had an aneurysm. That's why I'm worried. That's why I don't think too hard about anything, because it sends a bubble to your brain.
Yeah, that's so true.
But like bottle rockets, I remember shooting them, and they propel underwater like little submarines.
Oh, that's rad.
And then they go at the end, and there's bubbles.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
I would
so
love
do
to
them
do
in the crick.
Do it in the crick.
Do it in the crick.
Well, don't go up a hill to do firecrackers.
No.
That means you're going up into the mountains, and it's if you're in California, the mountains have been bone dry for 8 years.
And the horrible irony of this is the only way they're retreating to the mountains is to get away from society so they don't get in trouble. If it wasn't illegal and we could just light fireworks, you know, it'd be safer. But more people be injured, I suppose.
Well, or we could just burn everything down and then give everybody fireworks, and then nothing would be flammable and everyone would be having a great time.
Right. All we have to do is tear down society and become a firework-based economy.
We can do this, people. If you care about fireworks as much as I do, and that includes sparklers, that includes punks, mm-hmm.
Take
please.
Your belongings, burn them, and go to the nearest reservation's fireworks stand.
Please.
And buy some black cats. And little tanks. I like those little paper tanks.
Paper tanks are good. Piccolo Pete's are good.
Everyone used to buy these loud ones that would blow up their Masters of the Universe dolls or whatever. I just wanted the little pill that you light and it turns to a black coiling snake.
Those are called snakes, I think, right?
I think they're called black coiling snakes.
Is that the full name? Because I was never trained with black coiled snakes. We just called them, in the creek, we called them snakes.
Yeah, I think that was, when I go to the fireworks stand to be safe, my dad somehow hypnotized me into believing the most boring ones were the funnest.
Did you have punks? Ones where you lit them to light everything?
Sorry, I don't...
My neighborhood!
Well, you know, I mean, some of the kids were... Oh, you mean the turd on a stick.
Yeah.
Yes.
The punks, pussy willow.
It is manure on a wire.
No.
And punks are made of poop.
What?
Yes.
Since when?
Well, 70, mid-70s, I think.
I never knew that. It doesn't smell like poop, does it?
No, you gotta put it in your mouth first. and then smell it. You have to get it moist.
To really bring out the essence
of
it?
Yeah, yeah. And once it's in your mouth, you're like, even if you've never really had cow manure on a stick, you know that's what it is.
Yeah, the minute you know you got the good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It has to hit the back of your tongue and it hit the special poo sensory areas of the tongue. Mm-mm. I always have to get gross because I'm a boy.
You went one step too far. Like Risk. Just like Boy Games. That's my favorite thing, and so many people don't enjoy that joke, but people will say, like, would you like some salami? And I'll say, no, that's for boys. Or, like, have you ever played blank game? And I'll say, no, that's for boys.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it is so hilarious to talk like you're 8 years old, and people don't think it's funny.
Well, I mean, it'll get me in hot water, because I've been doing exercise for girls.
Oh, that's right.
And
You should talk about it.
It is exactly my therapy, all this squatting. But they fully, depending on the class, and it's always I'm the only man. And they will have their arms like in a plié position or whatever, curtsy, whatever. One arm up, one arm down, like a ballet arms.
Yeah.
And I keep mine down low because,
you know,
I want everyone to know.
I'm there for
business. But I don't, when you're the only guy at a at a class that's mostly women, I do have, now I'm like, oh, this is good for my hip. I don't want them to think I'm a weirdo. And also during the class, I just look at the instructor like I'm trying to figure out algebra. Like, it's really, you know, I don't want anyone to think that I'm there to, like, look at butts. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I see. Because I was like, well, that does sound like you're being a weirdo. Staring intently at the instructor.
And I'm really trying to do it right. Because there's all these little nuanced, like, you have to focus on certain areas for an you can look like you're doing it. And you're not really doing it. It's like, look, I'm squatting. It's like, yeah, but you have to pretend your belly button is touching your spine. And then you're like, oh, now this sucks. And I'm jiggling and shaking.
You have to engage your core.
Yeah, which is something I don't believe I've ever engaged it.
Right?
I mean, you can do sit-ups all day or you can ride on a bike. And I do not sweat as much as in this class where I'm just doing these little tiny squats. It's been really interesting, but it's helping my hip so much that I'm excited about my physical future, Karen.
Yay, finally.
I feel great.
Also, I think it's funny. You know what you should do in that class? You should wear night vision goggles in there, don't you think? And just really let them know that you're only there.
Just to let them know focus. I'm serious. I just turn them up.
Just like in Silence of the Lambs, just fucking throw those things down, have a moth on your shoulder.
Turn off the
lights.
Bring
your A-game and be like, I'm fine. I am not a creep.
What size? What are your dimensions, by the way? I'm interested in sewing.
Size 14 roomy?
Okay.
Okay.
Time for class. Figured I asked.
I've actually thought recently, because I've let my physical well-being really slip. And I was like, what if I joined like one of those boxing gyms or something that's all intensely men, like almost like strictly Armenian gangsters. You know what I mean? Just dip into a world that I do not belong in and go there.
And I think you should. And also, you know, when you are dipped into this weird world, you are surrounded by, it will make you, because you know everyone's watching it. That's the thing about a class. It's like all these, everyone's kind of eyes are on me because I'm the odd duckling. What? Jesus.
Well, just I'm a little 70, duckling.
Every once in a while, I'm just 70 years old because I'm the odd duck. And then it makes me do it and work harder.
Yep. That's right.
Whereas a video at my house, if you like decide to do some Taibo videos at your house, it's not going to have the same effect as a room full of Armenian men.
That's right.
Staring at you.
First of all, I want to oppress Armenian men.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time a car pulled up and a guy just extended a single red rose to me out of his car?
No. That's terrific.
It was... I laughed so hard. And
was he kind of goofy about it, or was he, like, being sensual?
I don't... He was, like... He seemed like he was in his late teens or early 20s, so I don't know what the fuck he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I seriously didn't believe that it was a sincere thing, but it was happening anyway, and I just laughed and drove away.
That's terrific, though.
It was very
funny. I want to drive around with roses.
And then just dramatically extend them to middle-aged women in the car next to you. It's really enjoyable.
I've always wanted to drive around with pre-made signs just in case I was able to use them that were very specific, like you can't turn left in front of oncoming traffic. Just a sign that says that. So when someone does it, I have a sign for it.
You're right there.
And you pull up next to them, and then they'll be like, oh my God, you're right. And also, why the fuck do you have a sign prepared for that?
Yeah, when did you write that?
It's going to make them change. If you read a sign and it says, you've got to wait for pedestrians when you turn right, and they just made that offense.
Yeah.
I just basically repeated myself.
Well, no, I get it. But I do get it. I was just kind of listening.
Yeah. to imagine the actual traffic violation and deem it worthy of a sign being made.
Yeah. And how creative you could get, and then how long would you have to wait for those things to unfold in front of you?
Yeah. But not in front of your children, like a sign that says that, and it's just a dad in a van. How did you know?
Oh, my God, I have to go to church.
And make him a better father and make him find Jesus.
I know you were asking earlier where the National Cremation Building was.
Yeah, well,
it's
I know.
Right there.
Oh, there it is.
It's 10559.
If putting a loved one in a jar isn't depressing enough, come to this peach-colored box.
Come to the smallest building to hold your biggest feelings.
That is the most... Oh, right next to the lingerie art rock movie poster. It probably didn't say lingerie.
It did say lingerie.
It seemed like it.
There's a lot of weird buildings with no windows that are like gentlemen's clubs around here.
You know what?
It's a little bit intimidating.
I like Humphrey Bogart posters, and I like underpants. Let's go into business.
Do you think that they mean it like they're framing pictures of both Humphrey Bogart and a lady in underpants?
I need to know more. It's funny how it tries. I mean, it's hard. Maybe they're just trying to be more interesting than the international. Is it national or international cremation?
National.
Yeah, you got to keep it American.
International, yeah.
You don't want to be cooking other people.
No. In other countries, there's all different, you know, customs. You don't want to get involved.
Yeah. You don't want to offend someone, first of all.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
There's little differences with... I have my mom's ashes. I don't know what to do with them. I just have them in the corner. I've spread them here and there and let some of them blow in the wind into my sister's mouth, but I really haven't done, you know, I think I got to drive to Monterey. Have you ever been to Monterey?
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous.
Beautiful. Yeah, I was born there. We left when I was young, but it would have been a beautiful place to grow up.
That's lovely. Go out onto one of those cliffs.
Yeah.
And let them go into the ocean.
Yeah, but be careful about it. Like, pay attention to which way the wind is blowing.
Yep. Yes.
Maybe, you know.
Again, the night vision goggles could come into play here, I think.
Especially midday.
Yes.
I'm going to put on night vision goggles and a cape and stand at the edge of a cliff. And
really make the most of that moment. Maybe the way your mom would want you to.
Say some words. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I will.
Just a list of random words.
Because it's kind of weird to just have her be in the corner of my room where I, you know, fart and masturbate.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
I would definitely take her out of the line of vision when you're masturbating. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think you want to train yourself to look at that and be a part of that.
It's a funny thing, though. It's just a black box. I don't know which side her eyes are on. I turn it away.
But she's still rolling her eyes. Yeah, even though the eyes are turned away, it's like, oh, this again. Please.
Well, she knew. She did my laundry when I was 15.
And she knows now.
She does.
She sees all.
Oh,
don't
man.
Don't need that black box. My mom is in the dining room up above the china cabinet. And I didn't know until one night when somebody made a joke about mom not being there. And my dad goes, she's here. She's right there. And then I was like, oh my God. He didn't say.
Oh, not at your house.
At my dad's house.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's easier for me to take cause it's at my dad's house.
Right. Yeah, I wish I could. Yeah, I just got to do something. Put it in a better... I mean, the box is made of plastic. It's not a show box.
No, I don't think they're meant for that.
No.
You're not supposed to show off with your dead relative.
No one really wants to see you show it or tell it.
No.
It's not a show and tell.
It's neither.
It's just a private box it's that I masturbate in front of.
It's a private sadness jerk-off box. It's all those things.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom.
I'm sorry. What's your mom's first name again?
Lynn.
Lynn. That's my middle name.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
L-Y-N-N. You should have said it long ago. L-Y-N-N, that's right.
Mine's James.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Well,
great.
I don't know.
Thanks for sharing.
I was hoping you'd go, that's my dad's name.
It is my dad's name.
It is?
It is my dad's name.
What?
Yeah, Jim Kilgariff.
Have we talked about this?
No. This is amazing.
It is amazing.
This is rare.
I just said that as a joke.
I know. I wasn't even really listening.
Jim Kilgariff.
Jim Kilgariff.
Lynn Fairbanks.
Yes.
Good to meet you.
God, that's... I mean, we've always been connected.
Yeah.
But this really fucking galvanizes it for me.
It's just fucking names. Come on. I just take it away. I'm the one that built it up. And then I'm like, come on.
I was matching your excitement.
What's in a name?
My first boyfriend was like this. I would match excitement and then be punished for it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a specific cruelty.
He was very cruel and weird. I actually wouldn't call him a boyfriend. He was a guy that I spent too much time with. In the 90s. Late 80s.
It was a confusing time.
It was a difficult time. The clothes were so ugly.
Yeah, you spent too much time with him. I spent too much time with pants that covered my shoes. They were so baggy.
Junko jeans?
Yeah.
Did you do some Junkos?
Oh, no, no.
Don't be crazy.
Come on, come on. I actually... it's funny because as a skateboarder, it is such a... It is such a clicky, fashion conscious. You don't realize when you're into it, but it's like there's only certain things that you wear, and it has to be skater owned, cool brands.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. I might as well have been a dude that only wears Tommy Hilfiger and Nautica or whatever. You know, it's the same. You think of skateboarding, it's like, or like punk rock kids when they put so much time into their faux hawk and their putting studs on their jackets. It's like, wait, aren't you supposed to be like, fuck you, I don't care about anything?
Oh, but they care.
You have to spend the same amount of time getting ready to go out to your mosh pit show. Oh, that guy is making curious choices.
He's doing what works for him. I'm going to go to the Starbucks drive-thru. What do you think about that?
I love it. I think it's a good plot twist in our podcast.
I think it's a good... as you know, I've always been very self-conscious about how much I laugh on this podcast, and...
I've been self-conscious about the fact that you've been more conscious of it, and I've heard you laughing less, and I think I'm less funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the trickle-down of this neurosis of mine?
Try and fix yourself, and you're hurting.
Well, this episode, I was just going to say, I simply don't feel that way anymore.
Oh, good.
I feel free, because... also, I realize not that many people make me laugh as hard as you make me laugh.
Oh, thanks.
So I might as well do it in real time. Why repress it?
I'm not getting any enjoyment out of this if I'm not laughing.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Like right now, that moment was
that
highly
was
unenjoyable.
That was really painful. Yeah, I didn't like it either.
Gross.
I love the invention of Starbucks drive-thru. I know it's wrong. I know it's capitalism.
Right. We're supposed to be supporting some struggling ma-and-pa coffee people that are squishing the coffee with their feet in a barrel right now, but I might be confusing that with the wine process.
Yeah, that is, more wine than coffee, but I just love it.
Yeah.
To be able to have a coffee. It just comes right onto the back of my car.
Whoops.
Whoops.
We've probably mentioned Starbucks enough on this podcast that we should be getting something from them. Just free coffees.
Starbucks should do, we would be great, and I think, is, you know, you're at Starbucks sometimes and it's music, and then but you're also being forced to overhear conversations. They should play our podcast at Starbucks as the dominant conversation, and then people can talk under it so that you don't have to listen to some dolt's conversation. You can listen to hilarious, fascinating conversation from us.
Yeah, and they'll still play Sarah McLachlan or whatever.
Sure, that can come in and out.
Yeah, yeah.
But mostly it's us talking all throughout Starbucks across the land and internationally, because I did find Starbucks in every city that I went to in Australia.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah, I looked.
Is there... And you, did you hang out with, you were just saying they're kind of, it's kind of like Hawaii and everyone is relaxed and kind of, for lack of a better term, ivory.
I never said ivory.
You said they were a little ivory, man. I think you did like a, remember you did that offensive accent? And you said, ah, yeah, man. And I'm like, please stop doing that, Karen.
But I said, no, I insist.
And then you were like, what's up? You kept doing what's up. Well, I think that I'll like it. I did this. There's a movie called The Bra Boys. They're like kind of this rough and tumble gangy surf group of, I don't know how poor they were though, because they had enough documentation for this documentary that they all had video cameras. So it's like, I didn't grow up with a bunch of video cameras. So.
No, me either.
Yeah, how rough was it for them? But anyway, one of them was like going to prison. He killed someone, but he still was in this contest and beat Kelly Slater or something. But
shit.
And they are scary. But I went to the red carpet thing and interviewed, oddly, one of the producers was this guy from Montana. It was just a weird thing. I hate it when I start a story and I forget what direction I want to go with it. The point is...
Work through it. Just sit in it for a while.
They made me do, like, oh, I want to audition for the narrative movie, and Russell Crowe had something to do with it, so he was there, and they were going to make a movie based on this documentary.
Bra Boys?
Yeah, I don't think they ever did, but I was, like, doing an Australian accent because my boss made me do it we're having some hair issues. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. Quit fidgeting, Karen. but I really worked on it to where I was like, well, I'm going to audition for the movie. What? I want to be one of the Bra Boys, that whole dumb angle. But then I really worked on and they actually were all like, that's not a bad accent.
Let's hear it.
Well, I was like, blooming onions, yes, you know?
Yes.
Crying, you know, I was saying that stupid shit.
Crikey.
But Russell Crowe, and I think it was just on the heels of Russell Crowe throwing a phone in a hotel or beating someone, I don't know. He was the nicest person ever.
Really?
Yeah, I really liked Russell Crowe. Everyone was nice.
Yeah.
These guys had, like, I'm going to murder you tattooed on their neck. And they would listen, and they were sweet. And then when we were done, I was like, thanks for doing that. And they're like, no, thanks for coming here. I appreciate it. They were all, I was like, Australia.
Love it.
They're not a whirlwind Tasmanian, you know, like you always think, I always think, it's like the Wild West and everyone's like a little crazy, you know, because of the Tasmanian devil.
Well, I feel like they might be a tad bit racist and sexist in a way that's like they're just behind about 7 years.
Sure.
That might be a thing,
but... That was going to be the next thing I brought up.
Really?
Yeah.
But I will say that on the heels of saying that, which is hypocritical, every single person we met was the loveliest person.
Right. So long as you're not an Aboriginal or how... Is that the way that they're... What is their relationship to, like, the native folks there?
I don't really know. I was only there for 10 days.
Because in Montana, it's mostly everyone is white. So if you're racist, you're just being an idiot. It really is the kind of racism where it is someone being, what's the word?
Ignorant?
Ignorant. Thank you. Good God.
What's that the word?
Isn't that an ironic word to not? What's that word that means you don't know any better? But
is that your Australian accent? It was really good.
Thanks. It's all very subtle. Here's my Irish. Hello. Shamrocks. I just have to mention a thing from the place, right?
Yep. You just name a thing.
I've always been uncomfortable about where I'm from. People, it's openly okay to have animosity towards Native American people. I don't like it. It always bothered me.
That's so weird.
Yeah. And I think it's still a little like that.
I think San Francisco's like that with Asian people.
Yeah, that's everyone's got their thing. They're like, I'm not racist. Well, except with the thing that exactly applies to where I live.
Yes.
But everyone's that way.
Do you...
Yeah, I'll just have a iced coffee.
Okay.
In the, you know, the medium size. I don't want to get nervous.
Okay. No milk in it?
No, I'm off the cow.
Nice.
I'm trying not to, trying to have a clean, flavorless Aussie diet.
I mean, I definitely felt better when I came back. I was like, this is, because also everyone is so good looking there. They're so beautiful. It's crazy.
Well, that's one thing I've noticed about meeting Australian people here is, they're easy on the old eyes.
Yeah, for real.
And the old, they're inspirational in the old boner department. Guy or girl, let's sleep over.
Another one of these high maintenance sleepovers. Shit.
I wish we were kids so we didn't have to do this. What if I said that during sex?
It's like the creepiest thing. Yeah.
I wish we were kids. I mean, remember when things were simple? Oh, I'm done.
They're still pretty simple.
Oh, I'm done. That's what I say at all the sleepovers. Then I leave.
I wish we were kids and we wouldn't have to do this. So depressing.
It is kind of.
A little bit.
God, I'm fun to be around.
You know what? I will say, I did have the... Oh, wait a second. I'm not going to remember this at the end of this order.
Sure.
Let's see what happens. Can I have a grande iced coffee?
Yes.
And also a grande mocha iced with just one pump of chocolate?
Sure, one pump.
So grande iced coffee, grande iced mocha, one pump mocha, and any flavor
of
iced coffee?
No, just the coffee.
No, thanks.
Okay, and whipped cream on the mocha?
No, thanks. That's it.
That'll do it. Cool. Okay. Should we get her name for the credits?
We're going to have you sign this piece of paper.
Yeah. We hope you don't mind.
I might ask you to cut that part out.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Can you?
I mean, it takes a little longer, but...
Is it a big pain?
It all is. All of it. All of it's a pain. I'm not that guy that is efficient and good at his job in a sexy way. I'm like, fuck. Gotta cut the
this
goddamn
fucking thing.
I'm do that that way during stand up even.
I just keep finding that I say things on podcasts that I'm like a month later I'm like, why I don't, people don't need to know that about me. I'm
right.
Just saying things, trying to think of something interesting
to say.
Well,
that wasn't that revealing. I mean, we've been blurting out stuff that's way worse than one pump of mocha, please. And now do I have to cut that out? It's not that embarrassing. It's okay. One pump. You know what we'd have to cut out? Can I have an extra 3 pumps of mocha? You start breathing.
Why are you breathing like that? Sorry.
It's okay. It's just...
It was just me. It was just my hand.
It's just your hand, everybody.
Nobody panic.
It's your hand, everybody. I want a man with a slow hand. Is that song about defending yourself?
I want a man that's not going to hit me too quick so I can get away.
You know, an easy touch.
You know.
Oh, God, it's funny. Let's break down lyrics on our next podcast.
We should.
We should have multiple podcasts.
That song actually was popular when I was like 10, and it made me very uncomfortable. I was like, this is about sex, and we should not be sitting in a car listening to it together.
You're right. I want to love her with an ease. Gross.
This
and
is
it's
none of my business, Ruth Pointer.
Yeah, it's just sound. You're making me think of my parents fucking.
Yeah,
stop
this
it.
This discussion is not for my ears.
Yeah. Oh, man, there's so many songs from that era that it's like the only people I knew that had sex were my parents upstairs. So all those songs were super gross. Yeah. Ugh.
Ew.
I don't want my dad to have an easy touch on my mom.
Ew.
Oh, slow. Speed up those hands, Pops.
Get it over with.
Stroke faster.
Now, Chris, you said you were on the road for 6 weeks.
I was, yeah.
Tell me, give me a quick, and I mean quick, oversight of where you went, what happened.
Oh, let me see. Where Highlights. Did I go? I went to San Francisco and did some shows. I love that city.
What
it
clubs?
Smells like urine. It was just shows in bars that we did this. Just some shows. It okay. wasn't nothing notable. But I, then before that, I was in Tahoe, which you mentioned. And that was around the time that the whole Tiki Torch white nationalist shit was happening. And I was in Nevada. You're in Nevada. You're not in... There's a difference. I'm
yes.
sorry.
No, there is.
But everyone around me looked like those, the kids in the, that group. Oof. And I was like mad there. But, and you're in a casino and that's depressing and just cigarette smoke in an elevator. But then you can go out the back door and just hike up mountains. And I got all into hiking. I got these cool hiking trail shoes and it was good for me. It was like a healthy time at a...
That's good.
Casino, that's what I gleaned from it.
Nice.
And that, the audience there was 50 and up, and it was good for me to be in front of nice people that want to enjoy the thing, but they're old and dumb. And no offense, you saw me and in Tahoe. It was good to, and there were some podcast people that drove all the way from somewhere, and they were sweet. But
really, that's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, that always happens. It's so cool.
That's great.
It's always just one or two people, but it's cool when they come.
And, well, but it's almost like the it's this small, mighty group of people who are like, we're standing by you guys, even if you don't put out your podcast.
Right.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
I mean, when we don't put out our podcast, I get tweets from people, like, all week long.
Well, I figured it was nothing compared to, well, now I'm going to have that. I feel bad for Sinead O'Connor. She made me. I thought it was nothing compared to what you get now with My Favorite Murder. That's got to be, you have to, like, filter those, right?
There's yes.
There's got to be so many.
Yes.
That it's like, okay.
There's some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
There was something the other day that I read in passing, wasn't even really paying attention, and it bummed me out for, like, a week. And it was just a thing, like, it was two people talking. I don't know why I was on it. It was, like, someone, and it was just a shitty comment that was very, I'm sure,
specifically about you? Oh, no.
About the, it didn't really matter. It was about the podcast. But it was one of those things where I was like, it's, you can't, there's that side of it that no one ever talks about because everyone so badly wants success. People want something good to happen in their life that they pretend like there's an, but there is an equal downside to the upside.
Of course.
And you have to get right with it very quickly, even though there's no training and there's no real way to do it. You have to very quickly get used to being discussed and being open to being talked about by people who aren't
I would think for you right now, the ups with as far as podcasts go, it's so good for you right now. I'm excited for you and it's got to be exciting. Then fuck yeah, go ahead and bring on a few bad things.
Yes.
Right?
Like you can't be too precious.
It's pretty cool what's happening right now. It kind of makes me wish you and I had done a theme like the Alzheimer's thing, but then that would have come to a close. A dramatic one.
Yes.
Yeah.
A double dramatic ending.
Yeah, both their moms. It's like, well, I guess this is kind of wraps it up for us.
You know, but that would have, we would have, I don't know.
What a different...
There's a lot of responsibility in that.
Yeah, we'd have to, we would have had to have done a bunch of research. I would have to reel it in. I would always feel bad being ridiculously silly and wanting to talk about farting in front of a box. You
and
know,
also,
all that stuff.
It doesn't. The reason that thing hit is purely what was happening culturally. Not purely, but like, there's so much more to it than just what we were doing. It wasn't a plan.
Yeah.
It was just like, we put this thing out that was just like anything else we put out. But just because of the alchemy in the air.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm glad we do this one. I'm glad it's about nothing and we can be silly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the most fun. And you can just do whatever.
It is fun. I want to do whatever and just have fun.
Yeah, why is that so fucking wrong?
Oh, sorry, there's no theme. Sorry we're not picking up someone at 4 a.m. at the expense of our own enjoyment.
There is times
hate
where we
hate that airport. Hate LAX.
Hate it.
Hate being there.
Hate it. Hate having to book people that we don't even necessarily like. Will you hand me my purse?
Yeah, well, I'll start saying names.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, your purse is so far away
I
from
know,
me.
I know, sorry.
Armpit ripped open.
Oh. Now you have to take a swimming class with a bunch of women.
Oh, I can't wait to go tonight. I'm going to really work hard.
You promise?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to make my belly button touch my spine. I'll show you.
pull it all the way back.
Oh, I forgot my grippy socks. I have these socks with rubber on the bottom I'm supposed to wear.
Look at this gorgeous money they have down there.
It's transparent.
There's a strip of see-through. There's the Queen of England. There's a hummingbird.
It looks very much like a Canadian five, except smaller.
Pretty nice, right?
My favorite is the Canadian five looks a lot like that now. There's a transparent thing. But the old one with the hockey players is my favorite because it says the quote about...
The blasphemy?
Yeah, the years of my youth were spent in school, in church, and on the ice, and it was the days on the ice that mattered the most. And it's on their mind. It's like hockey.
Pretty intense.
Yeah, it's fucking great. I'm like, what? Can you? I mean, that's the last thing our country would allow. Hey, which? Either way, it's like you're saying fuck you to school and church.
It's pretty badass.
That's just what. That's the kind of thoughts that guy we saw with the fanny pack has in his head as he jogs.
That's right. That fucking guy.
Thank you. Will you do my straw for me?
Here, I won't touch your
part.
But look at that.
Care. You can put it on with your mouth like it's a turd-covered punk. I swear it is. That's another thing that someone can research. Are firework punks made of manure?
And then you put them in your mouth to prove it. That's the second that, part of the question.
That may have been my comedy.
Routine?
No, just that's not in the routine yet.
It's a piece you're working on?
It's one of my skits. It's not in the routine yet.
Would you call it a new chunk? There's nothing I want to hear anyone talk about less than a chunk they're working on.
Yeah.
I know. I hate comedy.
The other night this kid was like, oh, can I run this bit by you? And I'm like, oh, no. But then he did.
No.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that will work. Sorry, I booby-trapped your phone and set it there.
It turned out to be an okay bit.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a miracle.
I was just like, yeah, that'll work, I guess. Why don't you do it? And then it didn't work.
Well, also because I've never understood people asking that question when anyone is ever going to say to you, all anyone will ever say to you when you ask that question is, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Because you've put them in an insanely awkward position, mm-hmm. and they don't want to deal with your dumb bullshit.
No.
Like, it's such a weird pretending that it can be any other way.
Yep, it is true. You're putting someone in a weird position, and they're going to lie to you.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah.
You're making them lie to you.
Yeah, don't make people lie to you.
Stop it.
Stop it. Specific person we're talking to right now. Stop it, Larry.
Don't.
I don't know anyone named Larry. That's why, you know, I was saying that at the end of my, I just was like, oh, I'll just put the name Larry here. When I had a joke about, it was just like, oh, my Uncle Larry is back from the army or whatever. I don't know. And then I realized I do have an Uncle Larry. I have two Uncle Larrys.
You do?
And I was not thinking of either of them. It's just a name I say. And then I kept saying it. And then I was like, oh my God, what if my real Uncle Larry that's alive heard this and thought I was talking about him?
You are.
Yeah, I wasn't though. It's just a name. A name that I plugged in after the word uncle, and then it happens to apply to a very specific person in my family.
Right, that's how names work. Yeah. I think it's amazing that the second I say I don't want to hear you work out your chunk, you work out a chunk on me.
Who? I did that?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God. Yeah, what have I tried?
Your
what
Uncle
you
Larry chunk.
What do you think? Should I take that one to Tahoe?
Was it good? Was the Uncle Larry chunk good? It's more of a comment on its meta.
And I also went to Winnipeg, Canada for a festival, and it was really really pretty there.
Was it already cold?
No, it wasn't. It was hot, but it was crazy. You're not that far. I thought I was further into Canada than I really was. You're just like...
Right down by the border.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's still one of the coldest places in the world.
Yeah, I think it gets really cold there because of the proximity to those goddamn lakes, all those lakes. Even the finger ones.
Oh, yeah, they'll finger it right up.
Those lakes. And when they get small enough, they finger right up.
We are being saucy on this episode today.
We are being a little spicy,
I
think.
We don't care.
I don't care.
That's what it is. It's the new... This is the fall 2017 Do You Need a Ride? Very different collection.
It's a new collection.
It's a new collection.
That's what I wanted to say, and then you said it.
I said it first.
It made me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish I had said it. Anyway, we're coming up on this hour here.
Coming up on the hour.
Yeah.
We should have the idea that, do you remember the first time we told somebody we were going to do an Alzheimer's themed podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
The way, I think it was Destin Martin, the way he stared at us with no expression on his face.
Oh, right.
I don't think that could have ever been a possibility.
No.
It was too depressing.
Yes. I agree. Even just now when I said it, I'm like, you know what? Maybe that's not true. I guess what I was thinking more is it was like, I do like that we have a freewheeling, unscripted thing, but I do appreciate when, and I'm sure you do now too, when there is a format and a theme and a...
Yes.
But I do like, you know, I have fun on these other ones where it's all scripted out and edited, but it's not as fun to do. That's all.
A scripted podcast?
Yeah, or not scripted, whatever.
But like thoroughly themed, so you're either playing a game or like it's very exact.
Right, exactly. Usually it's a game.
Yeah, I get that. Mm. Oh, because you just did International Waters,
yeah,
right?
That's there. That's an example. Perfect yes. one.
I love that show.
Yeah, it's very fun, but it's like you're not loosey goosey. But this last one, I was really loosey goosey.
Yeah.
So never mind. I hate it when I don't have a point.
You kept it loose. That's always your point.
Yeah.
Keep it loose.
It's good for your health.
That makes me think something about international waters.
Oh, England? Dave Holmes.
Shit.
I did it with Michelle Balloon, and then she went to visit with you.
That's right.
Right afterwards?
And she told me about it.
Yes.
No, it was more about... Oh, I can't remember. I guess here's what I'll say. This is my advice to anyone who is starting a podcast or has a podcast that they think could be doing better somehow.
Yeah.
Just talk faster.
Oh, interesting.
In my opinion, so many people do podcasts and they do it as if they're looking for their keys.
Oh,
it's
that's
that kind
funny.
Of like, I'm thinking about what I'm talking about as I'm talking, so it's not that rushed. You got to know what you're talking
that's
about.
I never really pay attention to the speed at which I'm speaking.
Yeah.
I mean, I do, I suppose, just when you're given a time frame and you have to do a certain amount of jokes. You're not going to lollygag.
No, that's right. But I think in podcasts, people feel free to, and it makes it so boring.
And I'm going to add to that unsolicited advice to whoever out there might be maybe or maybe not needing it. Don't say, There's people that, while they're talking, they're see like that. I tried to do it. Yeah. I don't think I do that.
You don't.
Unless you're actually trying to think of something.
Right. But I guess my point is, like, already have thought of it if you're going to record it.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of podcasts are just, a fucking mind-numbingly dull conversation like this one.
Sure, exactly.
But there's a pace that we keep with each other about it.
There's a lot of smoke and mirrors to let you know it distract you from the fact that we're really talking about bullshit.
Yes.
You know.
Thoroughly.
And one of those is talking fast. You say a thing, I immediately say a thing, and pretty soon no one knows that we haven't talked about anything.
It is as if we've always been talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gone to Yaki's?
Oh, no. Makes me think of vomit. What do you think that guy's mopping up? Yaki's?
Yaki's.
You know, yakking is, I mean, where I'm from, that's when you throw up.
That's vomit.
Yeah. Well, yes. I'm not going to eat there. You got to be careful what you name a place.
It's true.
Yeah.
Did you know that the Nova didn't sell in Mexico? It was like, the Nova's like one of Chevy's best-selling cars in America, but they tried to export it to Mexico, and it didn't sell because Nova means no-go in Spanish.
Oh, wow. No one did that research, huh?
No.
That's really funny.
That was in the 70s when nobody did research.
Yeah. Yet, explain to me then the popularity of the dump cake.
People love to shit, and people love to eat cake. Done and done.
You're right.
What else do I have to explain to you?
I don't know why I even... I like both those things, too.
Who doesn't?
Sometimes at the same time, I'll bring a piece of cake while I sit there and shit. It's like a quick fill, just in with the out with the in. In with the new, out with the old.
It's just, it's the infinity eight going through you.
It is. It is. It is actually the shape of my intestines. It's the number eight.
They're all laying down eights just in your guts. And then you've got the lady, Kathy Baker. What's her name? Kathy something that does the infomercial. Have you seen the dump cake infomercial?
Oh, right. Sammy Baker Davis Jr.
She just does a box of cake mix mm-hmm. and then a Diet Coke and some cherries. Yeah, it's gross.
It's fucking nuts.
It's so gross.
Soda pop. It is. Yeah, that was an early sign of, you know, what is happening now. I guess people loosely call it the apocalypse.
Yes. But,
you know, I don't know if it is, because there's a real one that's like happening environmentally, but that'll take a while. I think we need to get over ourselves and realize it just means we shouldn't have kids because it's really going to fuck them over.
Yes.
But then there's also the one where it's like, well, hurricanes and fires. Okay, so then this is there a God then? Someone's ending it.
Yes.
Some powers that be.
Someone's doing something.
So I don't know if it's a real environmental one or if it's just like, and then people, it's all happening at once. It's all happening very fast. But anyway, that infomercial for the dump cake was an early sign.
Pick your favorite soda, mix it with a box of cake and some pineapple rings. And then her fat fingers putting the pineapple rings down into the pan.
She's leaning. You can hear her breathing as she leans down to do it.
And then she puts on her sleep mask so that she can keep breathing.
She just puts pineapple rings in her nostrils to alleviate her apnea.
Septum, yes.
Yes, thank you. Put the pineapple ring up your nostrils so you can breathe another night.
Your favorite soda.
Down your throat. Opening up your throat hole.
Throw in a candy bar. Everything she breaks in is just like the grossest. Break up a piece of old bread. No, Kathy.
Just a list of things that shouldn't be together. Exactly together. Oh, God. I'm going to have to watch that on the old tube.
It's the best.
The old tube of me. The old YouTube-y.
The old YouTube.
Well, we're coming up on your place. Anything you want to plug?
Oh, shit.
You're just going to be in town for a while, and you're going to relax and work on yourself.
I'm working on myself. I'm, maybe I might get a job at this Whole Foods when it opens.
Oh, cool. That could be fun. Yeah.
I'd work in figs.
Yeah. The fig section.
Just figs.
I have always kind of wanted to be the guy in charge of all those different olives.
With your own little cart, that thing that where it's like a specialty thing these days?
Yeah, it's always weird when there's some like a specialty. I don't like it when the salsa cart comes up on me. It's like, your job is too specific.
Yeah.
Moving along, squeaky wheels. Yeah, me too. Let's get ready for the holidays.
Oh, we also we're doing LA Podfest.
Oh yeah, that'll be great if you are coming. We are doing that. You're also doing one for My Favorite Murder, right?
That's right. And it's the whole LA Podfest family together again.
It's going to be great. It's been a while. I've only done it as a guest, so. And then you'll see who our guest is. It'll be a surprise.
A fun surprise for LA Pod people.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah. Yeah, I did it for the first time last year, and it was awesome.
And what are the dates? It's in a couple weeks?
I don't remember. Yeah. We have an email we have to answer.
Yes.
So we'll do that when we get to my house.
Okay, and then you'll all know after we answer that email.
Yep. Chris will dub it in afterwards. Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, it's good to see you again, friend.
You too, my friend.
Yeah, let us see each other more often.
Okay, good. I'm around.
You've been listening to a podcast called Do You Need a Ride?
D-Y-N-A-R!
Oh, that actually fit.
Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim, give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba
with Karen and Chris.